So let's actually just kind of start at the beginning. How did you actually start playing music?
I actually started playing because I'm the youngest of three brothers. And my oldest brother, honestly a crazy story. He was in boys' homes because of something he did when he was about 12. And he was kind of like our father role because we had a single mother and then four, and she was raising four boys. And so he was a troublemaker as well as kind of the father role for all the rest of us. And he got into a boys' home for getting in trouble. And when he got out, he saw that I was following in his footsteps of doing bad things. So the first thing he did was hand me a guitar, and then he formed a band himself. And I watched that, and it was just on from there, you know.
That's crazy. So you really felt like it was kind of his suggestion that you even pick up a guitar and start playing?
Yeah, I think he saw my interest in just watching him and whatever he was going to do, you know, and he took that into consideration and made it about music and not all the street stuff.
If you were interested in what he was doing, what made you actually pay attention?
Seeing him and his friends jam, and he'd have parties too, you know. He was very well known in his high school years too, so he'd have these parties, and just seeing the way it felt for everyone, not just him but everybody else listening to the music. This is mid to late 90s, so this is, you know, heavy metal, Pantera and Slayer being played in a garage during a party and whatnot. So yeah, that whole energy was just, it was it for me.
And so how do you actually start forming bands and going out on your own?
I actually did a lot of school talent shows, just like anybody else, you know. And from that, I think, once again, my brother saw that I had a lot of drive to actually do this for real. And so after my eighth grade talent show, we actually did Slayer's Raining Blood at my eighth grade talent show. And made a mosh pit and all that. It was good stuff, you know, with a three-piece band I put together. And my brother said, well, you know, he looks like he's made for it. So, you know, why don't you join my band? And within the next month, I was playing shows around Pops in St. Louis area, and I have been ever since.
And the music that you're making now is not something that I would necessarily compare with Pantera or Slayer. So I'm curious, how'd you get up to this point?
Well, I did the metal thing for about 8 years. And then I wanted to do something big with my music, so I decided to audition for Berklee College of Music. And so in that process, I was just like, I knew I was going to go to a school where there was just kind of like all types of great musicians, you know. It was like the Hogwarts for musicians, you know. And so I knew I had to widen my variety. And I started studying everything that they would say to study. And that's kind of what brought me to this point. And I was accepted. I didn't get to go, but I was accepted into Berklee.
What'd you end up doing instead?
I actually had a daughter. So I chose to be around my daughter instead of going to college.
And at the moment, it seems like there's a really strong positive message that's part of your music. Is that something that's like about your worldview, or is that in any way related to your daughter?
Everything I talk about is not necessarily about me, to be honest. At the same time, I kind of try to talk about everyone and bring it into a one person's perspective of the world.
So given that that's kind of how you're approaching things, what's the story behind the song that you submitted to Tiny Desk Concert?
I submitted Higher Vibration to the Tiny Desk Concert this year. I've actually done the Tiny Desk Concert every year since they started. It's my favorite contest. And Higher Vibration, it's the last track on the Monk and the People EP, which is about to come out March 21st. And it's to me, in the way that I set this entire EP up, it's the answer of love with struggle beforehand. So all these other tracks, you're going through the different struggles of society today and everything going on in the world today. But the Higher Vibration is the full love factor. It is, the Higher Vibration is love. So I felt like that was the perfect song to bring out to NPR Tiny Desk.
That's cool. Thanks so much for doing it. So when you're playing shows around, I'm curious, what sort of perspective does that give you on basically what does it mean to be a St. Louis musician?
To be a St. Louis musician, it's gone through so many different levels throughout the years, because I've been a St. Louis musician for over 10 years, actively playing shows. and in different genres as well. So, you know, I'll play guitar for some of the top rappers in the city, you know, like Tef Poe or the Knuckles or play for my guys in Doorway, because I'm a part of a rap group or a studio called Doorway. So I'll play for them and then, you know, go over and do my stuff in Monk and the People. So there's like just... all I could say about being a musician in St. Louis is that it's great to be a musician right now, because it's such a growing area right now, and you could feel it, see it, and hear it